You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome, you guys. I'm Erica Latrice, and you're listening to Be Inspired. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. My goal is to help you dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. So stop right there if you're about to hit stop, because I'm telling you, my guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today is going to help you with some life-transforming tips, some encouragement, and she also is going to share how you can get connected with her and stay in the loop on becoming clutter-free.
All right, so everyone that is listening right now, I am so pumped about our guest in the Inspired Cafe today. She has impacted me on a level like no one else could, and I know that there are thousands of women around the world that have been able to just glean from her and completely transform their lives. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, Mrs. Clutter-Free, life coach, mother, just empowerment speaker, Angel Richards. How are you doing, Angel?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm excited. I want to jump right in. If you could just tell those that may not have come in contact with what you do, just a little bit about yourself and your movement.
Well, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. Clutter-Free. I mean, that is who I am. I'm Angel Richards, and I'm the owner of Helping Others Transform and the leader. I call myself the ringleader of the Clutter-Free Movement and also the Single Mom Success Movement. And what I do is basically just empower women to declutter their lives, create breakthroughs, and be unstoppable, to start making non-negotiable decisions in their life so that they can absolutely be more, do better, and have the best. And I do that through books and classes and coaching, and I absolutely love it.
Yes, and you guys, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, when you say clutter-free, some people, you know, everyone has their hook now. Like, people, you know, I'm the breakthrough coach or the success coach.
Yeah.
But when you say clutter-free, like, I didn't even realize how cluttered my thoughts and my business was until I came in contact with you, and that's the only way that I could describe it. Like, you just gave so much clarity. So what would you say was that turning point for you? Usually when we have a movement or something that inspires us, it starts from within. So what prompted you to start the Clutter-Free Movement?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. So I was just cluttered, you know. And for me, clutter is not like, you know, too many lotion bottles under the cabinet in the bathroom or, you know, your office desk with a bunch of stacks of paper and maybe your car with, you know, all the cardigans and sweaters you wore for the week. Clutter is really about the confusion and the chaos that is happening inside our minds, our spirits, our emotions, our relationships, our finances, our health and wellness, our careers, our businesses, our households. So clutter is really just confusion and chaos that stands right in between where you are and where it is that you want to be. And so for me, I found myself extremely cluttered. I was that chick who kind of had everything going on in all the other areas of my life. But in relationships, I sucked. I truly sucked at relationships. And I would allow relationships to totally affect every other area of my life. I would gain weight. I would go broke. I mean, it was just depression, all kinds of stuff. And so I got into this one particular relationship that really caused me to hit rock bottom. And it was an abusive relationship. I was extremely depressed and at the very end, suicidal. And so I had that moment of clarity for me where it was like in the bathroom, crying my eyes out, mascara everywhere. I looked a hot mess. And I was just sitting there contemplating, you know, taking my life because I was so fed up, so exhausted, being a single mom, all that. I mean, totally overwhelmed. And God spoke to me and said, it's not over. And that was it. And even at that time, I wasn't, like, super close to God like I am today. We got an amazing relationship going on. Now, that relationship, I got down packed.
Yes.
But I had that moment, and I felt like, you know, it's not over. I didn't quite know what I was going to do, but what I decided to do was get up, get me a shower, get my mind right, because here I am about to kill myself over a relationship that failed, and not just because it was failing, but it was abusive, and it was hard. I had never been through anything like that before of that magnitude. And so I got myself together and I just started one day at a time, one decision at a time, one prayer at a time, getting rid of one person at a time, stop going to one place at a time. And I really just started to declutter my life. And when I was able to see myself making progress, I immediately felt convicted and I felt obligated to help other people who I saw going through the struggle. And I was nowhere near, when I started my business, nowhere near where I needed to be. But I knew that if I was a couple steps ahead of someone else, or if I had learned something that I could share and save somebody time, energy, money, or heartache, that I should be sharing it. Matter of fact, I was just joking because I was getting ready to celebrate my 5th year anniversary, and on paper, it's 4 years. And so my friend was like, well, why does, you know, it says 4 years here? And I said, because really the first year and a half, I was so scared to really do this. I didn't feel qualified. I didn't feel like I was good enough. Who's going to want to listen to me? I'm, you know, I'm not rich. I'm not skinny. I'm not this and that. And so it took over a year before I would even register my company. So
I tell
that's
people
how
that
powerful
all the time.
Clutter
yes.
can be. It can really stop you in your tracks.
That's so true. Like, just step out, even when you don't have, oh my goodness, we don't have all the pieces together when you're trying to figure it out. Because no one, like, I don't care how hard we try, we'll never reach that stage of perfection. And I love what you share, Angel. Like, you're so transparent, and I find it, it's just so interesting to me, because I too have been through an abusive relationship, and when you see people where they're at now, you wouldn't even believe it. Not only that, for me going into it, and I don't know if you had the same experience, but I would have never thought in a million years, I'm like, you know, I'm this strong-minded leader person, I'm, you know, running this women's organization, and I'm going around and helping people. And then to find myself in that situation, I finally understood how people get to that point. Because before, I'm just like, oh, why wouldn't you just walk away? Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more to it. There's so much more to it.
Absolutely. So, and I do believe that for what we do, it was just really all a part of God's plan and our journey.
Absolutely.
You know, I wouldn't be able to speak on abuse had I not been through abuse. I wouldn't be able to speak on suicide, suicidal thoughts had I not had suicidal thoughts. So a lot of what we've been through and experienced, you know, just helps us to be able to help other people. Everything we go through, it really has nothing to do with us. It's really about being able to empower someone else and encourage them.
That is so true, because that's what happens. It seems like as soon as you get through something, lo and behold, 5 minutes later, somebody else going through the exact same situation comes up on the radar. So what would you say is the most memorable experience that you had, maybe the feedback that brought you to tears, or one of the best transformations you've been able to see since starting your company?
You know, that's like tough because I get emails all the time that are just like so many amazing women doing things. I would have to say, well, there's been two people who have shared with me that they were suicidal, and that in reading my posts and listening to my podcast on SoundCloud, that really helped to save their life. And for me, that's extremely powerful. However, I would have to say the biggest one for me recently, a couple months ago, I had a private client who passed away. Early 30s, single mom, had just started working with me to declutter her life, overcoming depression, getting out of a relationship, an unhealthy relationship, and we started her business. Within 2 weeks of launching her business, and she hadn't really launched it. We were all in preparation. We had social media pages up, all these different things together. She passed away, and she had just a sudden asthma attack and passed away. And it took me over a month to get myself together. I literally lost it. That just shook my world. And I was angry, and I was mad, and oh my God, why? And she didn't even get to launch her business. And it really stirred something in me to make sure that I was living my life to the absolute fullest, not just working, not just raising kids, not just running a business, but living my life. And when I had the revelation that at the end of the day, when she passed away happy. She was out of that unhealthy relationship. She was feeling good about herself. She was motivated. She was confident. She was starting her company. And so she was in a good place. And so I had to take that hard reality and see the good in it and to see what God was trying to, you know, make me see and what could I take out of this. And that's what I took out of it. So for me, that's the most amazing transformation, because her last days here, she was happy and she was confident and she was motivated. And to me, that, I mean, at the end of the day, nothing miraculous like that could ever happen again, and I will be good. Now, a couple months ago, no, not so much. I couldn't see it. I couldn't understand it. But for me, I feel like you help someone to have their last days. And who knew it was going to be her last days? Mm-hmm. Young girl. You know, her last days would be good days. And so that
is powerful.
For me was the testimony.
That's so powerful.
The untold.
It's sobering, too.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It is.
It's just a reminder, you know, like having that sense of urgency, because I get people all the time, and I'm sure you run into this, where, mm-hmm. you know, they have this idea and they're talking about, yeah, well, one day. And I'm like, you do know that today is the youngest you're ever going to be for the rest of your life. So why are you mm-hmm. putting it on hold? Because like you said, it's not about us. Like I could, if it was just about me, I'm certain I would have quit, you know, years ago. I would have stopped. You know, you can avoid people giving you the side eye. Like, why are you dreaming so big? If it was just about us, but to know that your impact goes far beyond yourself. So I want to say, what last tip would you leave to someone that's listening right now, that first step that you feel like they should take to start their own journey to being clutter-free?
The first step absolutely is to start decluttering. Start cleaning house. Don't clean up, clean out. And literally get your physical place in order, your physical house, your car, your office or wherever, your environment, everything around you, your surroundings should be, you know, clean, neat, organized, inspiring. But once you get that done, because that's the part we always, you know, tackle, really start getting rid of the negative thinking, the negative conversations, the negative TV shows, the negative magazines, the negative radio, the negative people. You know, anything that's causing you to be double-minded, anything that's causing you to be insecure, anything that's causing fear and doubt and anger and resentment and bitterness, you know, really decluttering and getting rid of all that stuff. And in order to let it go, you have to acknowledge that it's there. A lot of us don't want to acknowledge that we have issues, that we're hurt, that we're angry, that we're frustrated,
Absolutely.
That we're afraid, that we're insecure. You have to first acknowledge that it's there before you can even let it go. And so that is the first step for anyone and everyone that wants to take their life to the next level, that wants to grow, that wants to elevate, and that wants to become unstoppable. You have to start decluttering. You have to be willing to release things, release people, release ideas, you know, beliefs and all those things that are keeping you stuck. You have to be willing to declutter and let it go. And let it go. Like, don't let it go and then go get it next week. You know,
we'll
let
it
stuff
and
go
it
and then we'd be like, wait a minute, I want to get that back. No, let that stuff go. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you.
Angel is preaching, you guys, I'm telling you. I love it. So, I mean, I could listen, literally, like, listen to you for hours, and I get connected when you post things on SoundCloud. So for those that are listening right now, what is the best way that they can get connected to you, follow you, and sign up for your classes that are coming up? How can we get in touch with you?
The best way is just to go right to my website, which is helpingotherstransform.com. Subscribe to my VIP list. You get instant access to a 60-minute class all about confidence and goals. You also get the e-book, so you can kind of journal. I believe in journaling, so you get that. And that's the perfect start. It just gives you that nice boost of, hey, let's get this journey started. Let's kickstart your clutter-free journey. And then I offer other classes throughout the months and products and courses. There's lots of different things that are there. But once you're on that VIP list, you get instant access to a class, but you also get all the updates, inspiration. I sent out this email this morning. I am not kidding you. I sent out an inspiration email this morning, and I have tons of emails that I need to respond to because people are like, amen, thank you. I needed that.
Yes.
It's just what I needed this morning. You know, so stuff like that goes out to my VIP list. That's the best way to stay connected with me. And then I live on Facebook. And my Facebook page is facebook.com/hotcoaching. Hot stands for helping others transform. So those are the two places that you could definitely find me.
Wonderful. And I live next door to you on Facebook because that is my spot. So I will post, for those of you, if you did not catch that, I will post Angel's links on my website, as well as if you're reading this post on Facebook, you'll see it below the video. So make sure that you get connected. I'm telling you, you will be stepping out to transform your life. Angel, thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show today. I was so
thank
blessed
you so
already.
Much. Thank you so much. It's been fun. Thank you.